I was watching your videos last night. Jerby Bids, I saw you at the 789 gathering.
Oh, yeah, you were there?
No, I wish I was there.
Yeah,
but
you watched the video.
I kind of found that fascinating here. And also, the thing with the gay rally. By the way, your promo for Love Chat is incredible.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, are you gay?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. So is Alex.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Now, Alex is going to... I'm going to actually throw Alex on, like, in about half an hour, and he can continue the interview with you, because I gotta do my bikini show. I had an angry director call me a few minutes ago. How long have you been doing your videos for on YouTube?
About a couple years.
A couple years. And I found it interesting. Like, last night I watched your 789 video about the YouTube gathering in Central Park. I assume you live in New York, right?
Yes.
How many subscribers did you get from it?
I have about 1,400 right now.
That doesn't seem like a lot.
No. I mean, it's a lot for some people, but compared to the other guests, no. No. So I'm very grateful that you have people on, no matter how many subscribers they have.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, our YouTube channel only has 860, I think. Yeah. But we're not really into the whole, we're not a YouTube channel per se. We have one where we put clips of our guests. But, yeah, I mean, it's interesting to me, though, that the whole philosophy of, you know, it seems like the social strata of YouTube is based on subscribers, because nobody's making any money. So it's how many people watch your videos and subscribe to your channel. Isn't that kind of the way it goes? The whole sort of pecking order?
But, you know, here's the thing. When I was at 789, you'd have someone who was like the seventh most subscribed on YouTube hanging out with someone who had maybe 2 subscribers. I mean, everyone was a community.
Yeah.
I mean, there
are
some people that are probably a little snobby, but most people were really cool.
You know what? The only person that stuck in my mind is because I love What the Buck. I love him.
Oh, my God. He's the coolest guy.
Dude, I want to get him on this show, but I don't think he wants to come on this show.
Well, you know, he's really busy.
Yeah, but that would be cool if he came. I love... I always watch his new videos. He's hilarious. He's funny.
He is hilarious, yeah. And he's just, you know, the nicest person in the world.
What about religion in you? Because I see that you like to, in your
I
other videos,
about, it, yeah.
about, what?
I talk about, yeah, I do talk about religion. Well, I think it's an important issue because it's basically what's fueling all of the, you know, the hate in the country. Not all of it, but a lot of it. And
yeah.
Obviously Prop 8 was funded by religious discrimination against
people. Oh,
yeah. And so what I present is that there are scholars and theologians who have gone back to the original texts and have realized that the Bible has been translated incorrectly. And we know this. We know James screwed around with the Bible to cover his homosexuality. We know it's a tampered manuscript that we have on our shelves. And so I just present to people there's another side of the coin. There's a religious left. There are gay Christians and gay-friendly people. And, you know, if you want to believe in Christianity, there's, you know, more than one opinion.
I hate haters. I can't stand the internet sometimes, but I've gone to, like, you know what, even if they hate on me, I'm in their head. Therefore, they're kind of, like, idolizing me in a weird way, even if they're hating on me, because they took the time to, like, write something negative about me.
Oh, yeah, and the truth of the matter is, if they're so insecure with their sexuality, that's
exactly.
What
they're doing. Thank you. That's what I always say about people that talk shit on gay people. What do you think of the word faggot? Do you, like, get offended by it, or it depends how somebody comes off of how they say it?
Well, I think it's a lot like the N-word. I think that some people can say it, and it's not offensive, and it's about motivation, but, you know, if people call me that on my videos, I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
But what about in real life, when you hear somebody with, like, so much hate, you can just hear it in their voice, the way they say it. They just say
I feel sorry for them.
Yeah, but they don't even know you, but how do you deal with that?
That's actually a good question, because living in New York City, I overhear it all the time, you know, on the subway or somewhere, and it's a big decision whether you stand up and say something, and I have, or keep your mouth shut, because, you know, is it worth someone getting into a fight with somebody let them say what they want to say, fuck them. I mean, I, you know, I go back and forth on that. Sometimes I'm like, no, you're not going to say that.
Yeah, like I was in West Hollywood, that's Boys Town. I'm not talking about West Hollywood, Highland and Hollywood Boulevard, I believe. Right where the Walk of Fame is, the Kodak Theater and all that stuff. There's this Jesus freak. That's what I call people that are so into Jesus. Jesus freak.
Yeah.
He starts like, because I had the word N-O and then H and then 8 on it. He started like just being so homophobic towards me. He didn't even know me and he's all, I know what you do. You have anal sex. You this and that and this and that. And I'm like, you know what? Can you please stop harassing me? And he wouldn't stop. And he's all, I'm not harassing you. I'm trying to save you from blah, 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 this and that. I'm like, you know what? Keep your beliefs to yourself. It's not right for you to fucking harass me with your beliefs because I don't do it to you. So I don't think that's right. And
well, is his behavior what Jesus would do? No.
Exactly. But that's the thing. A lot of people that are so religious speak for God, and I hate that. I hate that. You know what? Keep your fucking beliefs to yourself and leave me alone, honestly.
Well, yeah, I mean, I respect their right to believe what they believe.
Yeah, I respect that too, but it crosses the line when they start to harass you because of their beliefs. I don't think that's right, honestly.
No, it's
and
not.
I mean, if they don't even practice what they preach, they really don't.
No.
And
do you notice how obsessed with anal sex these people are? They're more obsessed with anal sex than I am.
Exactly.
So, obviously, there's something going on inside them that they're dealing with.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So. What artist do you like? Obviously, you like Madonna, right?
Yeah.
But like,
I like a lot of artists. I mean, I like Nine Inch Nails.
Well, I'm talking about the pop culture, like
pop?
All these pop princesses. Which one's your favorite?
Oh, Pink.
Who?
Pink.
I love Pink.
Pink. Yeah, I love her. Who am I listening to right now? Robin, lately. You know who Robin is?
Robin?
Yeah.
No.
She's really cool. You should check her out. She's a great album, and I like Kylie, I guess.
What about Lady Gaga?
You know who?
Lady Gaga.
Love Lady Gaga. Yeah.
I haven't met a gay
totally
guy that doesn't like her. I haven't met a gay guy that doesn't like Lady Gaga.